It's been a traumatic time for Australia's disability community. In one case, South Australian police are investigating the recent death of Anne-Marie Smith. She had cerebral palsy and it's alleged she died as a result of severe neglect. News like this and other recent stories the last couple of days have angered the community and it's stoking fear among some who live with a disability. Rhett Burney reports.
When South Australian police declared the death of Adelaide woman Anne-Marie Smith, who lived with cerebral palsy, a major crime, they detailed allegations of severe neglect that sickened the public and prompted an outpouring of grief and anger, especially within the disability community.
Right now, I try not to think about Anne-Marie's suffering, otherwise I cry, because it's incomprehensible.
That's Glenda Lee. She's been a disability rights activist for decades. She also lives with a degenerative muscular condition and relies on a wheelchair to get around. Glenda Lee says in life, Anne-Marie Smith was forgotten, but her death, which police allege was caused in part by the 54-year-old being left in a cane chair inside her home for up to a year, means she should never be forgotten. That's why tomorrow, Glenda Lee and thousands of others will take part in an online vigil for Anne-Marie Smith.
If we don't do these tributes and let the world know that we disabled people are important too, then we're not even considered.
Anne-Marie Smith's death is one of several recent cases involving a person with a disability and allegations of abuse, violence and neglect. Earlier this week, a man was charged with murder following the discovery of his four-year-old daughter's body in their Brisbane home. The little girl was Willow Dunn. She had Down syndrome. And yesterday, authorities were called to another Queensland home where two severely autistic teenage boys were found naked, malnourished and locked in a squalid room. Their father had died. His body was in another area of the house. Neighbours say they'd reported concerns for the boys' welfare in 2018. Michelle Moss is from the Queenslanders with Disability Network. She says these cases have shaken many, but none more so than those living with a disability.
There's feelings of overwhelm and distress. These are very serious issues, and you know, to see people with disability dying is distressing for people with disability. The message for people is that you are not alone. There are people who can support you, who can help you. There are people that you can call.
Michelle Moss says those in the wider community who suspect a person with a disability is being mistreated need to take action.
Don't stay silent. Call the police or call one of the government departments or the National Disability Insurance Quality and Safeguards Commission or the hotline, and let somebody know so that action can be taken to do what needs to happen to put those safeguards and protections in place for that person.
Queenslanders with Disability Network Policy Director Michelle Moss, Rhett Burney with that report.